What's up, everybody? We just tried a new thing. I really hope you like it. This is episode 15. We put this on YouTube as well. We actually filmed it. So let's get into it.
You're listening to
Triple G.
Hello.
Welcome to Triple G's Intern Roundup.
Mm-hmm. Was that completely necessary?
There's a snake in my boot. So we are going to be answering a bunch of your guys' questions. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch on this guy, Tasha. Are you prepared?
I mean, I guess I'm prepared as I'll ever be for questions that I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I just hope that none of the questions are, why am I still in this situation? Why haven't I packed my shit and left? Because I don't have an answer. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. I don't know why
and
this
for,
is happening.
I just want to let anybody know who is actually watching us.
Yep, on our vodcast.
On our vlog podcast thing.
Vodcast,
our show.
We got out of the... Honda Civic today.
We are in an actual studio, by the way, and I'm dressed like Charmander because Pokemon get views, and we're milking them.
This is true.
And so Charmander Char, everybody.
So does,
Charmander Char. All right, so our first question.
I literally give up on my life.
Our first question is from Sarah.
Okay.
And says... How did you guys fall into podcasting?
Wow, sheer boredom.
Sheer boredom? Okay.
No, I don't know. I've listened to podcasts for like a couple years now, like not intensely strongly, but like a good bit. And it seemed like a fun time considering how much I like listening to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to a podcast called Star Wars Minute.
Yep.
And I wanted to make a podcast so I could go on their podcast.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, I could be
some
a guest.
Ulterior motives.
No, I wanted our podcast to be good, but I wanted to be. I wanted to be good enough to be recognized to be a guest, not just one guest on one episode. I wanted to be on their weekly, so like a full week's worth.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
I kind of just got roped in by you guys, but I've also been watching The Comedy Button.
I mean,
pretty
I just
religiously. It's a good podcast.
Yeah.
Also, check it out.
I just honestly wanted to have an intern. Like, I don't think you were even supposed to be this big of a part of the show.
I think you were supposed to be a one off, and now you're every day.
Yeah, every time almost.
I just keep coming back. I don't want to be here, but I'm still here.
I'm here. Look at me. I'm here, guys. All right.
Hell yeah.
There you go, Sarah.
Hope that answers your question.
Hope that answers a little bit. Rick asks, who inspires you?
In general?
I would say in podcasting.
Because like Madonna. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It's Satan.
It's
wow. Dun, 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 dun. Baby.
Oh my God.
All right, well, why don't you go first on this one, Kyle? Because, I mean, you've already mentioned Star Wars Minute.
Well, Star Wars Minute is a big influence to me. Howard Stern's pretty big. I used to listen to him a lot in college. His way of doing things is just kind of cool. It's nitty gritty. He gets to some points. He talks to a lot of cool people. And he doesn't really let things get censored. So if he wanted to have a drunk midget, he could have a drunk midget on his show.
Which is like funny because you tried to censor me in the beginning. Wow.
Did you say like Tasha? She is only 5'1".
Technically, she's not considered a midget. But.
Not by Canadian law. What if, okay, so who inspires you, Cody?
Obviously not the midget.
It doesn't have to be a podcaster either. Like, Conan O'Brien really inspires me too.
It's fine. It's fine.
Let's see. Who inspires me? I'm a tech geek. In all honesty, I'm inspired by Edward Snowden. Not related to podcasts whatsoever, but like, I work in IT.
So the guy that's like locked up?
He's not locked up. He's living in
what's his name?
In Russia. Political asylum still. He is like a known whistleblower to the United States government for a bunch of stuff, but he worked in a similar position that, well, not similar, a much more advanced position than what I'm working, but what my end goal is anyway. So,
okay.
He's a big influencer in me, I guess.
Okay. Is that it for podcasting?
No, you said it doesn't have to be.
Well, okay, what about podcasting now?
Podcasting, the guys from the Comedy Button, like,
you're really loving them.
It's
so funny.
You showed me one about a cooking show just with sports equipment, which I think is pretty funny too.
Yeah,
that was good.
I guess them or the boys from the Cold Ones.
Cold Ones is sick.
Oh yeah.
What's up, Max Mofo?
Max Mofo and his Pokemon videos killing me.
Almost
knocked over the mic.
Smooth.
Those Pokemon videos. Oh. The compilation of the door coming through the door.
Massive legend here.
He just breaks the door all the time. Yeah. I would love to meet up with those guys and do a podcast together at some point.
That's accurate.
Really cool.
That would be cool.
Also, I just want to – I forgot to say, I like H3 podcast.
H3 is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Tasha, what about you? Who's your influences in podcasting and then just life general?
So for podcasting, I'd probably – okay, so I don't know if it's maybe an influence or like someone that I aspire to or inspires me in podcasts, but my favorite podcast and the one that got me into podcasts in general.
And can I guess?
I mean, you already know.
Is it My Dad Makes a Porno?
My dad wrote a porno.
Oh, sorry. That's a good one.
That was pretty funny. It's
oh,
weird.
My God.
It's a weird concept.
It is a weird concept, and it's so – when you get into it, like, it's – a vulgar and aggressive and like unnecessarily disgusting, and my God, is it amusing. I feel for the people who have to read this out loud.
Read their own father's porno.
Yeah, like, read those thoughts, like, your dad put pen to paper on those words
and he published it.
Self-published. Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Like, four or five or some crazy stuff. So that's the one that like got me into podcasts, and I really started listening to that a lot. And then it took off to more, but main one. And in general, so I mentioned it maybe once or twice on the podcast, but I'm a hairstylist.
You are.
And
really?
So
who knew?
For the people out there, not for you guys.
Oh, now you're visualed.
I am visual.
This is nuts.
Weird. I don't like looking at it.
By the way, this is the first time setup.
Yeah. So hopefully it works out. If you guys feel like it needs adjustment, let us know.
No, don't. Because
we're not going to adjust it.
Yeah, we are. We're going to try to fix it.
Yeah.
But
anyways. It's,
first time around.
It's cool. But as far as yeah, so I'm a hairstylist. And there's this one like hairstylist / business speaker now, I guess. Because she focuses more on the business side, is Tabitha Coffee.
Tabitha? Is that the girl with the white hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
I definitely know who she is, too.
Do you actually?
No.
She's on, like, a bunch of, like, Reno shows and shit.
Not Reno shows, but like, she's
hair,
had a...
She's
a,
like the salon. Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yeah.
The Gordon
like
Ramsay
you renovate
of,
your hair, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, Gordon Ramsay of, like,
salons.
Kitchen nightmares of salons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like comes in like, you run a salon like this.
Yes,
this is bullshit.
Yes.
You did not clean the brush well.
No, legit. That's it. She'll pick up shit from the drain and she'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Why is this pubic hair in here?
Yeah, it's so.
We don't even cut pubic hair.
Oh God.
Why is there a monkey in it?
So yeah, and I fell in love with her when she was on like a reality TV show called Sheer Genius.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Sheer.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
And then like she was like a fan favorite. She didn't win, but she was a fan favorite, so she got her own show called Tabitha Takes Over. Watched that, was obsessed, and I love that she's like in my industry. She carries herself like a badass, like always like put together, looking sleek and sharp and sophisticated, but super edgy. And like I just aspire to be her on so many levels.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, next question. Next meme.
I knew that was coming.
We actually, so PewDiePie is going to come on the show eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's a little busy. He's on a honeymoon right now.
Yeah.
Why do you guys, like, get us so excited about these
things? Technically, if we say eventually, we're not lying.
Yeah.
Assuming eventually happens.
So, Ryan asks, what do you wish you'd known when you first started out?
That I wasn't going to get paid.
What, in life?
Or no, like, I the podcast.
I think that pretty much answers itself for me, that well, I wasn't going to get paid.
We don't even get paid yet.
Yeah.
No. That Kyle was going to spend so much money on all this equipment.
It's nothing.
I wish I'd known that.
I wish that I knew that it was a lot easier than I thought. And I would have started it earlier.
It does seem intimidating, doesn't it?
A little bit. At the beginning. I read so many like subreddits and so many like, I know, like information packets about starting it and how to do it. And then, you know, it kind of made me not want to do it until I was like, oh, this has got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. And then I got like really anal about it. And then I was like, no, we need our sound to be amazing. We need this to be amazing.
Well,
we
I mean, that
this.
Does need to be amazing.
Yeah. So, by the way, we got 5 stars on the latest review because of our sound quality.
Yeah.
Suck it, Trebek.
Okay.
By the way, in the news, Alex Trebek has cancer.
That's old news.
Old news. Guess what?
What?
He doesn't have it anymore. Oh. He's back, like, baby.
Like, fully?
Okay.
He says he's come back Jeopardy.
That's good. That's
nice.
Good.
Alex Trebek is back because those Funko Pops.
But anyway,
Funko Pops cure cancer.
we definitely have a better sound quality than some other podcasts I've heard. So.
Yeah, we didn't start out like just recording on like an iPad or a phone or anything.
Yeah, no.
We started with this little bit of a setup.
As little as the setup is, like it works for us, and that's. That's what really matters. So.
Yeah. The first couple episodes were in the Honda Civic. We're still in the Honda Civic. This is just like a luxury
right now. We
rented
this out just because we had the...
Yeah, this is... And like we had to buy that sign up there.
Yeah.
And like these paintings are really cool.
Heavy, so anyway.
All right. So I got another question. Mm-hmm. This is a Twitter question from our friends at... It could be worst. It worse. Worst.
I know you can't.
It could be worse.
You always say it wrong.
What is something that you failed at?
In life?
Just
I feel like that's my question.
Like you only
every
want
time.
One? There's been a lot.
The shorter list is like, where did I succeed?
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah.
kind of. Shit.
Okay, where I failed.
I mean, I'm here.
Wow. Wow.
By allowing intern Cody to join the podcast is where I fail. Yeah.
I don't fail. I just succeed. All I do is win, no matter what.
Calm it right down.
I put my hands up. And they stay there.
I just want to blow up and act like I don't know nobody.
I failed.
I failed a lot of things. I just don't know what to talk about.
I failed English once. I failed drama.
I'm literally not surprised at the English one, but drama.
Fun fact, the same teacher taught both.
same year. I failed English once. I failed English again.
I failed grade 10. Failed grade 11. Failed grade 12. Still in grade 9, actually, technically. No, I'm just kidding. I passed and I went to college.
I think I failed. I failed in college, actually. I failed French.
You took French in college. That's nuts.
For like almost until the dropout date, and I was sitting at like a 45, like right before the dropout date, and my professor came to me and she's like, "You're not going to pass this course under any circumstance." I was like, "Oh,
might as well just quit."
Oh, good to know.
I'll just drop out now.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's probably where I failed.
I'm going to go ahead and say that where I failed was kind of like a positive.
Okay.
Where I failed was like, I definitely walked away from a lot of post-secondary education situations many times. Not that I like actually failed them, but I feel like I failed in like my commitment. I failed because I was doing it to like try to do stuff for other people, and I definitely had like feelings of like letting people down and like failed at living up to the expectation of what my life was supposed to be like.
Okay.
Which I'm like,
this is getting real deep.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'm just,
it's good thing we're drinking.
Yep.
Maybe that's why it's deep.
Drink your sadness away, everybody.
Right?
Don't do that.
But ultimately, I'm glad.
We don't promote alcoholism.
No.
Okay. Ultimately, you pardon?
I'm glad, like, because it took me in a different direction, and it's a better direction that I really like.
Yeah. Okay. And this is our last Twitter question from David. He says, what do you guys feel? Wait, what? So, what do you?
This is why Kyle failed English.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense. He doesn't write it correctly.
Wow.
How do you
Poor
feel
David.
It? How do you? What the fuck?
Would you like me to English?
No. It literally doesn't make any sense. How do you feel like you've known you've made it with your show? Is, I think, what is he saying? So.
Okay.
Oh, like, so what makes us feel like,
yeah,
it? Yo,
David, really sorry, but go back to school.
Stop. That's not nice.
So
David, just maybe check out some ESL classes.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It might be, yeah, he might.
That shout out that we just got recently kind of makes me feel like we're starting to make it.
And we're starting to like pump it a little bit.
The bigger guests that we're getting and stuff, it really feels like the effort that we're putting in is worth it. Even though like we still don't have too much to show for it, it feels like it's not going unnoticed, which is nice.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I feel like when you find people on the internet in a place that isn't directly your Instagram or Twitter,
yeah,
that have listened to your show,
you should probably be careful and cover your butt.
You should always cover your butt.
Always.
I always keep that thing covered.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel
have
like
tape on mine.
Especially in prison.
Whoa. Prison Cody.
It's like Prison Mike, but worse.
Oh, God.
He's drinking out of a skull.
Classy.
So, what? You done?
Thanks for listening, I guess.
Yeah, true. So, I think anybody that listens, any one listener, I think we've kind of made it. I'm really appreciative of everyone who actually listens because I never thought anybody would. And the fact that we are being so well received is a really kind of a cool thing.
Yep.
Yep.
We're not just in Canada anymore. We have like migrated to the United States, to like England, to Australia, which is really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And even getting on the podcast network, like that was a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and like we didn't expect anything. We still don't expect really anything. We just want to make shows and like things that we want
to
do.
We just want to have a good time and talk to each other.
Yeah, and the main thing is we want to have fun.
Yeah.
And if we offend people, we don't intend to.
But get over it.
Well. but like seriously, if we do offend you, tell us, because we will work at it to try not to offend you.
Yeah.
But still, kind of get our points across. Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's exactly why.
And
it's fun for us to just chat with.
For me, thinking about when we made it, I think we made it when we released our first episode. Because that means we actually started it.
Yeah, we didn't just talk about it. Because we've been talking about it for probably over a year. And then we really started like trying to figure out what kind of show we wanted to make probably like 8 to 9 months ago. Then it wasn't until January that we actually like
had
like,
more
we're
going to
do it. We're going to do it and like signed up for our social medias and stuff. And then it wasn't until like June or something that we started even
like
putting
doing
out episodes.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a good question. Thank you, David. I hope that's what it was.
Yeah.
I hope that kind of got some clarity on you. We're out of Twitter questions. Now I just got some random questions from Instagram from us. It's what would you name your boat if you had one?
Scully.
Like after
no context.
Like age,
no, no context.
I'm just not telling Scully. You anything else. Scully.
Just Scully.
Yeah.
Like Scully?
I said no context. Just Scully.
The SS Catalina wine mixer.
Oh, that's a good one. Boats and hoes. That's a good one too. That's not mine. That's not mine. I'd probably call it the SS Friendship.
Aww,
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That's cute.
That's what I would go. Yeah. That's funny. What is the closest thing to real magic?
Fucking me.
Me, everybody. Fire dove.
I was just thinking that's you. That'd be the perfect time to pull that out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What do you mean real magic?
I'm a goddamn wizard.
No, but seriously, what do you think the closest thing to real magic is?
It's funny working in the industry that I do because...
Computers?
Yeah. When you work in the IT industry, everybody thinks of you as a wizard because they don't understand what you do.
You're a wizard, and Harry.
It was funny. The other day, they're like, oh, thank you, IT wizards. And we're like, we really didn't do anything, but you're welcome.
I turned your computer on and off.
And it fixed it like I told you it would, but you refused.
Yeah.
So to me, I think IT is kind of magic to most people because they have no idea what they're looking at. And that's, I think, what magic is not understanding the things you're looking at, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So
the unknown.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, Tasha?
That's such like a vast question. For me,
hashtag
I think it's
deep.
It's kind of comes down to like the wonder. Like, you know, when you're like a little kid and you're just sort of experiencing different things for the first time.
Yeah.
Like going to an amusement park and like you've never seen a roller coaster before and
your
like,
dad leaves.
It's like
you.
The whims.
Whoa.
And that's just too real because it happened to us.
You'd have to know your dad first.
Wow. Yikes.
Not all of us get a luxury.
Whoa. Dick.
Having a dad.
At least your dad came to school trips. Our dad didn't even come in.
My dad looked
for
cigarettes, never came back.
Wearing his Speedo covered in oil and gold chains.
Which is amazing.
Your dad is a legend.
Your dad is the coolest guy of all time.
Your dad has multiple themes in his home.
Yeah. He does have a multi-themed home.
One of them's a jungle.
And then a boat.
And
bar.
A stripper pole. Like, your dad is a legend.
Not a pole. It's like a mast. It's
even
a boat
better.
Mast.
It's the boat mast.
It's a stripper
he
mast.
He used to set a stripper pole.
Everyone immediately is going to have questions about my father. And like,
all you have to know is
what kind
Portuguese.
Of drug dealer yeah. he is.
Portuguese.
Well, that's kind of racism.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's eccentric.
He's
an eccentric man.
He's a cool guy.
But like I was saying, I think
real
it's like
magic.
The wonder
likes his moonshine.
The wonder of being a kid. And you know, you see these things or like maybe you see fireworks for the first time and you don't know what they are, but they're like this magical pretty glitter in the sky.
Or they're terrifying.
Or they're terrifying.
That's true. Our dogs
Vietnam flashbacks.
But that stuff.
Vietnam.
When it's for the first time, you're not having Vietnam flashbacks.
Hey, if you believe in like.
Aliens.
No, reincarnation.
Oh, true.
I was in the Vietnam War in another life.
He died.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
But yeah, that to me is like real magic.
The closest thing to real magic to me is friendship.
That's fucking gay.
Wow.
What is that? Wow. No, but seriously, like, friendship and love is a magical thing. Oh, man.
Just okay.
Yeah, like, you just go and you stand beside a dude and you're like, yo, I'm going to fucking hang out with you. I don't care if you like it or not. And then you're like, okay, friends.
Yeah. On a similar topic, can you imagine being the first two people to hug?
You'd be like
ever?
What are we doing?
Yo, bro, come here.
I
just need to squeeze you.
Come here. I got an idea. Just trust me.
Yo, it's going to feel good.
I bet you it's going to be sick. It's going to catch on. Just do it.
Dude, we're starting a revolution.
Anyway.
That's funny.
I think about that more than I like to admit.
Yeah, more than you should.
When did cavemen hug?
They must have.
All right, so the next question. Who is the messiest person that you know? All right. Good to know.
For everyone who is not watching on the vodcast.
I pointed to Tasha.
Yeah.
Cody pointed to himself. And Tasha pointed to me.
Yeah,
to
solve all at the same time.
To solve the issue between these two, though, it's both of them. They're equally as bad. They can blame each other as much as they want, but they're equally as bad.
That's accurate.
It's mostly Kyle.
And Tasha's car is a disaster.
It's pretty. Yeah, so is
mine. That's why we record in the Honda Civic.
Yeah.
It's because we can't in Tasha. There is more room in your car.
You can't throw that shit at me.
You drive an RV, for fuck's sakes. And it's like going on an episode of Hoarders.
When I climb into Cody's car and I'm literally sitting on fucking trash bags of food. Okay, he's not allowed to call me.
I don't
think
you should admit
out.
This on the podcast.
No,
he's single. We're not trying to help him out right now. Yeah, he is.
Well, he's not ready to mingle.
Be the
point.
Way, his Tinder profile
That's
says he's
I'm
on a podcast. Wow. All right, what's the most interesting thing that you've read or seen this week?
That's putting like a lot of pressure on, because that's assuming that I did anything but work.
Yeah, but you can read something in article.
No, I read some stuff about ransomware. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but it's same stuff every week. So.
I read and seen that a lot of celebrities on Twitter are posting their nudes.
Oh,
I know,
for no reason.
What's his name just did?
The H3H3 guy?
No.
James Charles. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but then the H3H3 guy.
So what happened was, the first thing that happened, I feel it was like a month ago.
James Charles got hacked?
No. Bella Thorne got hacked, and someone was like, yo, I'm going to send your nudes to something, and I need you to pay me. So she just, on Twitter, released her, like, topless pics. And then they're like, oh, this is such a good thing. Everyone talked about it.
#free the nipple.
Yep. And then what happened was Whitney Cummings also had like a live thing going on, and she did a nip slip on her like live stream.
Oh yeah.
And everyone's like trying to blackmail her. And then out of the blue, James Charles,
nobody asked.
Yeah, he says, y'all can't like blackmail me. I'm just going to do this my way. And he posts a naked, and this is the only selfie I've ever done. And it was just him posing, just was like his ass towards like the mirror and camera. And
with some serious implants.
Yeah,
there is no way that tiny ass white boy
has
that big of an ass. Like that is THICC.
Everyone's like, dude, no one asked for this. No one wanted this. And then it was really funny. And then H3H3 Ethan Klein posted the same like caption as James Charles, and it was the funniest thing. He just posted it, and you can just see the shit-eating grin from his face being like, this is gonna fucking blow up. And it
got
over 2,000.
Take a look at this after.
Yeah, he like flexed his ass, and it made it look like he had like cottage cheese ass. It was really fucking funny.
That's hilarious. I can't wait. I'm gonna look that up immediately after we're
that's
done.
That's the something
I'm bringing
that,
it
like,
to you right now.
The most interesting thing in my life that I've
that's
That's okay. Hilarious.
I need to see your face as this happens.
That's hilarious. I can't wait.
Okay.
Because, like, looking at H3H3 as a person, I can only imagine what his ass looks like.
Yeah. We're going to post it on our.
I don't think we can, Kyle.
We can post it on our Instagram.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can retweet it.
Great.
We're allowed to retweet it.
Yeah.
And, like, you can tell that he is, like, flexing. And, like, on his show, he goes, yo, when I flex, it's fucking rock hard. He's like, and then they're like, yo, you can bounce a quarter. He goes, you can bounce more than quarters off this thing. I'm like, that's really funny.
I fucking love H3H3. No other fucking human would do that but him.
And it's the same caption of James Charles. Yeah. And then James Charles is like, wow, oh my God. It's like, I was like, that's really funny.
That's so funny.
Okay. Next question. What ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing?
Kyle fucks with us all the time.
Oh, my God, he does.
I don't.
We took tequila shots earlier.
That's true.
And Kyle was like, I put something in one of them. And we're like.
We don't know whose.
We don't know who. Like, it could have been his own.
It's even funnier. They watched me pour it.
But the thing is, like, the way that Kyle does stuff, like, you know it's not true.
But you can't trust
in the back. In the back of your mind, you're like, but did he?
Wait, I don't think I've seen him do it, but he possibly
like, I might have been looking away when he was pouring. What did he put in this? I'm fucking worried.
Yeah, we got loosey goosey with the tequila shot.
It was pretty rough, actually. I did not like that tequila. But
okay. What about you, Tasha?
What was the question again?
What is the most ridiculous thing? That someone has tricked you into doing or believing. I do fuck with people. I'm not gonna lie. I fuck with your mom a lot.
You do,
dude, and it's funny. I'm like, hey, I'm like, Isabel, we got another fucking dog, and then she's like, you did not, Natasha. No, no, no.
Doesn't even talk like that.
It's pretty close,
Natasha. My heart. It's fucking hilarious.
I've met your mom like 4 times, and that's pretty accurate.
She is great. We should have her on the show.
No.
That would be hilarious.
I think it'd be awesome.
That would be so funny.
Absolutely not.
We can have her on this show.
We can talk about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. Recap.
Oh, yeah. We already technically did do 90 Day Fiancé.
No, but we could do another one.
Oh, my God.
P2.
She would love that, though.
That will, yeah.
And she fucking, Kochi! Kochi, Kochi!
Oh, my God.
So
what ridiculous thing has someone done to you?
I don't know. I feel like it must have been you.
Wow.
I just, there's
every
no
story
one else that treats me like garbage like that.
Wow.
Yikes. No, in seriousness. I don't know. I couldn't even say.
Okay.
I couldn't even say. I'm so sorry.
Okay, next question. What is your biggest screw-up in the kitchen?
Oh.
Oh, fuck. I got a lot of Tasha stories.
Do you? Because I know that I fucked up a lot, but I kind of black out and pretend that those things don't happen. So,
I got a good one that happened to me.
Do you?
Yeah. So, I worked in a kitchen as my first job, and I still hate the manager there because of this, because it really pissed me off. But like
your first job?
My first job ever. It was at a bar in my hometown.
Oh.
And everybody makes mistakes. And
everybody has those days.
Oh, boy, stop. I had to go and restock all the stuff before I left my shift.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the fridge, grabbed the bus bin full of freshly chopped onions.
What kind of onions?
Just white onions.
Nice Spanish.
Yeah.
Solid onions.
Yeah. Walked out, and I guess the corner of the bus bin caught the corner of the fridge door and dumped an entire 4-pound bin of onions all over the floor.
Pre-cut and everything?
Pre-cut.
Oh, that sucks.
So guess what they made me do?
Lick it up?
No? Well, I obviously had to clean it up. But also, before I got to leave, I had to chop an entire bus bin of onions.
Yeah.
Now, not normally a bad thing, but without telling me, while I was cleaning up the onions that I had dropped before cutting the new bus bin of onions, my manager purposely dulled the knife that I was supposed to chop the bus bin worth of onions with so that the onion juices were spraying more than normal. And I
cried.
Couldn't see at all. Well, I was shopping. My eyes, like, if you look, my eyes are literally watering talking about this story.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
Oh, my.
My, like, literally, I was chopping onions, and I couldn't see a thing because he purposely did it to, like, prove a point to me to be more careful. I get why he did it.
Yeah.
That's completely a bad idea to do because I definitely could have chopped my hand off. Yeah. But.
Jesus.
It was a bad time. But that's my biggest mess up in a kitchen, for right. sure.
What about you, Tasha?
Also, fuck you, Ryan.
I'm going to need to keep thinking. Fucking
you go. Ryan.
You go.
I'm perfect.
Based on Tasha's death stare, I'm going to assume that's
No, I fucked up cooking rice one time. Like, really bad.
Oh, I remember this. Like, oh, my God. I had to take over.
I was just like,
we
no. I was so. I was so fucking mad at it, too. No, something. I think I put way too much rice in, and then, like, the water just evaporated, and then I was like, I don't understand what the hell is going on. I'm so angry. So, I literally was like, no, Tasha, I'm done. I'm not cooking anymore. I'm done. And I went, and I sat in a dark room.
So
and then I was just like mad the rest of the night. So and then Tasha was like, rice is done. I was like,
I fixed it.
In like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think we were waiting for the rice for probably
45
minutes.
Yeah, and that's the only, everything else was fucking done, perfect, on plate. I'm just waiting for rice. And I tasted it. It was like not cooked. I hated it.
Okay.
It's the only thing I messed up because I'm perfect every other way.
That, like, he chose like the smallest saucepan.
Okay.
And then he probably
basically
put a solid,
like this big.
Yeah. Put a solid like
filled
one
it
of
up
these and filled it with rice, and then did probably the same amount or a little bit less of water. Okay. So like eventually the water just disappeared and absorbed and was
so
like,
you
so
thought
rice.
You were making minute rice, but
yeah,
it was real
it
rice.
It fucked me up.
Okay. Yeah. And gotcha. It was so bad. It was so bad. And it was like thick. And yeah, no. And there like no amount. And I kept trying to like intervene and be like, Kyle, I think it needs more water. And he wasn't having it like at all until he.
I am a man. I will do this.
This is my kitchen right now, bitch. No, I would never say that.
And I felt bad and I stopped trying to interject because like he was so set.
I was so angry too.
On, like,
I was so mad.
Yeah.
His tail was on fire.
Yeah. Legitimately. Oh, my tail's not on that side. Okay, Tasha, what about you?
My biggest fuck up in the kitchen. I'm pretty sure I set something on fire once.
Not
Didn't
with me.
No, because I remember being like, Kyle, I think something's on fire.
I know you've gotten mad at pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you not macaroni?
This is not what I wanted to eat.
I thought I was making macaroni. This is pizza.
Want to skip this question?
No. I just, like, I fuck up a lot. Like, so particularly when it comes to, like,
that's my life.
When we were doing keto for a little while.
Yeah, we're still doing it. I'm still.
On and off.
I'm keto, man.
You do
you ate, like,
I ate pretty
half of a 10-pound pretzel.
It's the weekend.
However,
it's not 10
today,
pounds.
We
it's
did have
pounds.
Burgers, and I did notice Kyle did not
no
use
buns,
a bun.
Baby.
I did notice this. I didn't say
no
anything,
buns.
But I noticed him eating his burger with a fork, and
then
I thought it was strange.
Do you want to explain how much pretzel he's eaten?
I'm giving him a little sliver of...
It was for my buns for today.
Yeah.
In any case...
He did earn a little bit.
It's
in
cheat
any
weekend.
Case, I experimented a lot on keto to try to, like, make comparable things. And, like, half the time shit went wrong and, like, didn't taste good. Or, like, one time I made, like, an apple pie and I totally left out sugar. And so we just...
I remember that.
That sounds awful.
It was sour as fuck.
It's just like applesauce in like a shitty like.
She was like, "I'm so sorry."
I kind of salvaged it though.
Yeah. Not really.
Kyle's crying. Then why did you eat it all?
I was being nice.
Didn't need to eat it. You kept asking for more.
Yeah, so I would be done. I didn't need to eat it anymore.
It went and sit in the fridge.
Go bad.
No, fuck you. I totally salvaged it. I did like a really great caramel drizzle. And I soaked it in a caramel drizzle after the fact. Do you want to know at what point I remembered that I forgot sugar? Right as I was pulling the baked, beautiful pie out of the oven.
She's like, oh, fuck, I forgot sugar. I was like, what? They're like key ingredient in fucking pies? I was like, oh, no, that's pretty good.
I'm crying. Stop.
Now that he said this, you can't trust anything you make anymore.
Oh, shit, that's funny as fuck.
All right, next question. What is the dumbest way you've been injured? Holy shit. Alright, what's the dumbest way you've been injured?
One time I was just sleeping and you elbowed me in the face.
What up, when I was sleeping?
Yeah, we were both sleeping. Oh, nice. And I was awoken by an elbow to the face.
Solid.
One time, me and my friends, we set up like blankets and stuff. I was like probably at 10. And we set up like blankets and stuff at the bottom of the stairs, and we were jumping off the balcony onto the blankets.
That's a mistake.
See, it wasn't though, because that part was okay. Where it went wrong was I went to jump up the stairs, and there's a concrete wall next to the stairs, and my knee hit the corner of the wall, and I chipped my kneecap. It hurts so fucking bad, and like you can still see the chip in my kneecap when I do lunges and stuff. It hurts.
That sounds
fucking awful.
I have to wear
a knee brace when I do sports now.
I don't have a dumb way that I have been injured. I have a dumb way of injuring somebody.
It was probably me.
So Cody was riding his bike.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And
I tell this story.
We were fucking around with him, and we were throwing, like, brooms at him.
Okay, so in Kyle's defense, I was a little kid. I was riding around. I was like, haha, you can't hit me, and he's with all his friends.
Yeah, we were playing in our, like, driveway, and then I throw a Lego, like, dude.
No, it was a Winnie the Pooh toy.
Okay.
And
it fucking pegs him. It pegs him right between the eyes, and he fucking bleeds out.
It was bad. Like, Kyle thought he killed me.
I was like, holy shit, we had to call the ambulance.
No, you didn't.
No, seriously. Him and his two friends, Jesse and Pat, they were in the bathroom trying to, like, hold the blood from coming out of my head. Kyle's on the phone trying to call my mom. He doesn't know what to fucking do.
Yeah, so, like, he's riding this thing. He pegs him right in the head. He flips over the handlebars, and he, like, lands, and I'm just like, oh, shit, and then just blood.
And Kyle's, like, 15 at this time, maybe sitting me.
Yep.
And I'm like, 4.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That's
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Awful.
Okay.
There was a lot of blood. Like, a lot. It was, yeah.
Kyle, you're a bad brother.
No, I'm a good brother.
There was good times.
I'm a good brother. There was good times, I think.
I remember some.
Okay.
I'm still here today. So it could have been
he's still alive.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow. Wait, you would rather have him dead?
No, I'd just rather an intern who does his job.
He does a little bit.
I do some stuff.
What? Next question. What's a body part that you wouldn't mind losing?
Kyle.
Wow.
legitimately, I wouldn't mind losing my pinky.
No, you need your pinky.
Why? Like, pretty sure I could pick stuff up like this.
But you get more grip.
Yeah, but like.
Okay.
That's fine. Kay. I can do that.
How important is the pinky?
We are, yeah, we're just fancy picking up our glasses right now.
Yeah, excuse me.
Losing your pinky causes you to lose up to 50% of your hand's grip strength.
It's fine. I'm already the Hulk.
My pinky's dead anyway.
I've broken both my pinkies, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Well, fair enough.
Okay. What about you guys? Other than me.
Well, like, if I lost it, would I continue to have to live my life normally without it?
Oh, can I change my answer?
I guess.
Sure.
One of my ears.
You'd be like Van Gogh.
Yeah. Or an eyeball.
I wouldn't want to lose an eye.
Just one. And then
you
I have a patch.
Perception, then.
It's okay.
Good luck catching a baseball.
With
damn
your
it.
Face.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just, like, shave a little bit off the midsection from, like, the side and front? Like, is that
no, it works. It works.
No, that's a cheap out. I'm joking.
I'd have to get rid of my ass. My current one has a crack in it.
Hello! We're not getting any votes. Nobody's watching this.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
I'm hilarious.
By the way, I don't remember if I told you what camera we should be looking into.
Nope.
Should be looking in that one. I've been looking into both. So that's really funny.
Whatever.
That's the main. Secondary. This is just for flips.
I'm just looking at the Toggle Bell sauce.
Yeah, we got too many.
Yeah. It looks fucking good.
Don't tell people that we just have Taco Bell sauce
Taco
lying around
fucking
our house.
Amazing.
Okay, next one. Where is the worst smelling place you have been?
Well,
me
that
in
got
general?
Weird.
Gosh, you're not supposed to tell people that kind of stuff. I could have been like, your ass.
Wow. Well, that's really weird.
No, okay, serious.
My friend Jesse's house.
Downtown Brantford?
Yeah. My friend Jesse's house when he lived with his mom.
Was it because of the mom?
No, it was because of him.
Of the cats.
No, it was because of him.
Oh.
His room was nuts. I'm sorry, Jesse. I just threw you under the bus, but. There was times he would just pee out his window.
Hey, I did that in Hunter's room, too.
Yeah,
that's Jesse's older brother.
Yeah, same room.
Or younger brother, sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the same room. Hunter took it over.
Disgusting.
No. Hunter and Sky had a different room.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the worst smelling place?
Me and Hunter would be playing Halo at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And rather than, like, going 10 steps out the room, we'd continue playing Halo. Looking at like
while
the TV,
peeing out the window,
taking a piss out the window,
and we would do that during StarCraft.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the worst smelling place, Tasha, other than me.
Just teasing. To be fair, I couldn't pinpoint exactly where it is, but I went on this grade 8 trip, and it was like our graduation trip, and it was like to a weird spiritual retreat because like Catholic schools. And it was like in the forest. We went on a hike and there was this like area with
mushrooms.
Like a fountain, and this fountain was like spewing out the most putrid sulfur water ever. The
you
entire
hot
place
spring.
But it wasn't like hot, it was like a tap, and like they let people drink from it.
Yeah,
it was like it
that
was
sounds disgusting.
It smelled
I want to drink the stuff that smells like eggs.
So much rotten eggs. And then there was like
so
a
much sulfur in it.
Oh god, it was so bad. And then because boys will be boys, they decided like they needed
that's
to
sexist.
No, they a bunch of the
kidding.
Grade 8 boys they were like, oh, yeah, let's see who can drink the most of this putrid egg water. So, of course, they have, like, a drinking competition as to how many handfuls they can drink. The guy that won was, like, 20 handfuls, and he just threw up.
Did he really win?
No, because he threw up afterwards. It was gross.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Yep.
I'm not even cool with that.
Nope. He is gross.
Okay.
But anyway.
This is, we're going to do two more after this one. What celebrity would you rate as a perfect 10?
Emma Stone.
Right off the bat.
That was fast.
She's hot. That's all.
Holy shit. That's Patrick it. Stewart.
That's a full 180. Anyway. Okay.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I am going to go with... Oh, God, what's his name? Ian Somerhalder.
I have no clue.
No idea.
The dude from Vampire Diaries.
Didn't watch it.
Oh, you mean the dude from Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boone.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
32 out of 10.
That was an easy question.
Which is weird, because like, that's not my real life type. Like, at all.
Yeah, mine either, but...
More, Patrick Stewart's my type.
How does that make you feel, Tasha?
I swear to God, if we ever get on the podcast, I want him to listen to this part.
Gross.
Okay. What is the best and the worst purchase you have ever made?
The best and the worst?
That's tough.
The best is this diamond ring, Tasha. Will you marry me? Or the worst, I don't know. JK.
Only if you say yes, is it the best? If not, it's the worst.
This is garbage.
Yikes.
It's not even fun.
The worst purchase I have ever made has to be our dog, Thor.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It's one of the best.
No, okay. I've got a worst purchase right now, actually, and I'm really fucking fired up about it just because I realize that it's in the room that we're in right now.
Is it our couch?
No.
Oh, our couch is pretty bad, though.
You don't like our couch?
No, but it's not. It's broken.
It's not broken. It's just misaligned. We just need to unscrew some bits and screw
is
them
it
back
the
in.
Okay, what is it?
It's a stupid fucking automated herb garden. So I funded this thing on Kickstarter, okay?
Why
and
would
I,
buy
this?
I took real. It took like 3 years for this thing to come through.
Yep. Okay. So Tasha has this tendency to put money into Kickstarters.
I don't have a tendency.
Why? Yeah, you bought a blanket. We haven't fucking seen it. It's been 4 years.
Who puts a
we haven't even
blanket?
Been together 4 years.
It's been
I ordered
three.
When we were gonna.
We've
move
been
in.
Together three.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. We have three Christmases.
That's
over
like
two
and
years.
A half years.
Over 2 years.
Over three
but
years.
2 year anniversary is in October. So
hold on.
Hold your
hold
horses.
On. Why the fuck did you buy a blanket on Kickstarter?
Okay.
You can go anywhere and
you
get
can
a
go
blanket.
To local
listen.
Walmart.
Walmart.
No, no.
You can go.
You
to
need to hear me out. Shut the fuck up, okay? So your brother is like a goddamn furnace, okay? He throws so much heat. That it makes me want to die.
I'm cold
and on
all
top
the time.
Of
what are
that's exactly
about?
The thing. So he's throwing heat, and then he's also cold. So now he wants more blankets. Okay, so I am sweating my titties off, like straight up. I am soaking in sweat, and I am uncomfortable and unhappy, and I just want to deck him. Okay, because I'm that cranky at this point, and I can't sleep.
Get a fan.
We have
it's
to.
It's not. It's not enough. So. I happened to find on Kickstarter, it is a dual zone app controlled, like
blanket
with built-in AC and heat, as well as mood lighting just for fun. The
fuck is that bug?
What are you talking about?
Right there.
It's not a bug. That's
no. There is a bug.
Let's break the conversation up from
anyways.
That.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
There's a bug. I wish we can zoom it in.
No, ignore the bug. It, ignore it.
I can see it.
Ignore it.
We can just edit it like a giant, like,
fucking
spider
or something.
Ah, spider!
Funny. Anyway.
That's how it'll work. Let's not do that.
Yeah, no.
So it's a dual zone heat and cooling. So Kyle can control the temperature on his side with an app. He can heat it the fuck up. I can just blast air conditioning and be super comfortable. No, that's a great purchase, too. So that's one. And two, it also happens to make itself. So.
Okay. Yeah, it like you push it and it goes folds
and,
out.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, but it's been 4 years.
It's not. I haven't even known you for 4 years. We've literally been together 2 years in like a couple months.
So.
Yikes.
I'm pretty sure that there's already technology out there that exists to do this. And that this Kickstarter is a scam.
Yep.
If there is, you need to point it in my direction because...
I'll send you a link.
Fine. Anyways, that's not the worst purchase. That's one of the best ones, and I'm so excited to get it.
What was your worst purchase?
So it's an automated herb garden. And, like, so here's the thing. I'm a big, big foodie. I love to cook. I love fresh herbs. And it gets real, real annoying to be buying fresh herbs all the time. You use a little bit, and then they go bad.
I was working with some really unstable herbs.
Shut up.
You said herbs and I had to.
Herbs.
Herbs
and spices.
And so.
I try my wad, man. I call it a Glen wad.
It's part of the fit wad.
Anyway, sorry.
Need to make some wads.
Sorry.
Anyway, so that is annoying. And then. I would just grow a herb garden, but A, we live in Canada where it's like not good weather all year round, so I can't have herbs all year round.
True.
And the other thing is it doesn't matter the weather. I literally kill every plant that comes into my life. I have a black thumb and I can't get rid of it. So to solve this problem, I invested in this grand seeming automated smart herb garden. So it comes with these little cartridges that have seeds in them. You plug it in, you put water, it has like a UV lamp thing that like grows the plants. It will automatically do all of that, automatically water, it will take care of everything.
Okay.
It even tells the environmental light so that it can dim and enhance the light as needed. And it lights up when you need to fill the tank with more water.
That's accurate.
Okay.
Everything that I have put in this goddamn herb garden goes moldy.
Because there's too much moisture.
So it's supposed to be like self-regulating and shit, but it's not doing
it. Doesn't
it
doesn't
do. No. Hmm. No, it's garbage.
Yeah. So one time it worked for like maybe 3 days. And we got some like really nice like cilantro.
And then all of a sudden.
But then it fucking just went moldy.
Yeah, so it was disgusting and... I'm literally so upset with this purchase.
Okay. What about you? Best and worst?
Best? Probably. I don't make a lot of good purchases.
Are they mostly like late night drunken Amazon Prime purchases?
Buying something tonight.
What are you buying?
A shock therapy thing.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So
that's your worst purchase.
Yeah,
that's not. That's not the worst one.
God. What is the worst thing I ever bought? I don't even know. Probably that Honda Civic that I bought.
I was gonna say that car.
Yeah, I bought a Honda Civic off my roommate because I was gonna use it as my winter beater. I bought it for like $500. It's like, oh, I can't really go
not
wrong.
Bad.
Yeah, it's like. It ran. It was fine. And then I never got it on the road. And it just sat and sat and sat. And then I ended up reselling it for $300. So I lost money. So that was probably my worst purchase ever. And then.
What about the best?
Best purchase.
What has changed your life? And you couldn't live without it now.
Probably my laptop. I use it every day.
True.
For all your RuneScape 2 out of 10?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Terrible.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. I don't really buy stuff. Just food.
Yeah.
Gas.
I'm a boring person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. What about you, Kyle? You haven't given us yours yet. We're all...
Well, the best thing I've ever purchased helped me get, you know, along in life. It's something that I take with me every day.
It's an EpiPen.
It is, so I don't die.
Yeah, accurate.
Yeah. EpiPens cost a lot, so $130 for only 3 months worth of EpiPenness. Mm. It's not an EpiPen, though. I would say that it is. Actually, I really don't know. The worst thing I ever bought, though, was...
an Xbox 360?
Yeah. Actually, that's true. That's accurate. I'm a PlayStation person, like, through and through.
That's so funny.
And, like, sometimes I buy Nintendo stuff. And Cody got me to buy a PlayStation, an Xbox 360 to play Grand Theft Auto and Left 4 Dead with him.
Diablo.
And Diablo. Diablo 3. Yeah, and so I bought those three games as well. And then I was like, yeah, man, I got it. I even bought the fucking card for a year. I'm down. I'm really cool. And he's like, oh, mine doesn't work. And then I was like,
I got the Red
what
Ring of Death and
the
I couldn't buy a new
fuck
one.
I literally
That's
played
annoying.
It for a week. And then I was like, this fucking thing sucks. I hate Xbox.
I even went with him to go buy
it. Yeah. We picked out, like, one that was nice, and I think it was, like, it had a high, like, a big hard drive and stuff.
It was relatively cheap, but
yeah.
Still, like, it sucks.
Came with, like, a controller, a really sick headset, and I was pissed. And then, like, some of the friends, like, my friends at work were like, yo, you got Grand Theft Auto, let's play Grand Theft Auto together. And I was like, all right, cool. And then they're like, yo, you're not fun to play with. And I was like, well, I fucking hate Xbox.
I just like doing missions.
No, I wasn't even good at it because I couldn't, like, grasp the controllers for some reason. That was the worst purchase I've ever bought. And then the best purchase was my dog, Thor. Because he's so cute.
Wow.
You just look at him. You can't see him. We'll show him in the podcast, though.
He's asleep in his crib.
I will move the camera so you can see him. He has a little, like, crate, and he's the cutest right now. He's just chilling. He's loving his life,
he's
sleeping.
Passed out.
Yeah. He's a little pug. So, yeah, I think that's it for the interns roundup. I think that's all we're going to do today. So,
it's the roundup, though.
No.
What camera do you want to look into? Say goodbye.
The big one?
We should do this like Hot Ones.
Yeah.
There's the camera.
There's the camera there. There's the camera there.
Is there anything you want to say to the people?
Yeah.
Help me.
Get me out of here.
Help me now. No. Make sure you go check out our Twitter and our Instagram. The links will probably be down here for you guys up in the video land.
In the tubes.
If not, go to Triple G Pod on Twitter and then Triple G Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
What else, Tasha?
Our Webby Webby website, triplegpodcast.com.
Our Webby Webby
website. That's what WWW stands for, isn't it?
What, Webby Webby?
Webby Webby website.
Not quite.
Uh-huh.
And our Patreon to
yes.
help support the podcast.
This is a Patreon episode, by the way. This is an episode that's going to get released 2 weeks before it gets actually released.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be
okay.
up on there.
You know that?
I did not know that.
No, because Cody doesn't know anything about this ship.
He designed the Patreon, so.
I designed the Patreon. No, screw
it. I designed the Patreon.
I said
designed
it.
He
Patreon.
Designed it. We designed it.
It's a team effort. There's no I in team, Tasha.
There is when nobody else does shit.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at him.
But you're looking at me.
You are looking at him.
The camera doesn't lie. Both sides. All right, I think we're out of here. So, stay weird, everybody.
Later, gamers.
That was a Titan Cast episode.